2006 full of challenges for farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. As the new year approaches in just a couple of days, looking back at what farmers have faced across the United States is a good way to begin to look forward to the year to come. Gary Crawford has the story.
For many farmers and food industry people, this time of year is a time to look back and reflect. And Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins says probably the biggest challenge of this past year was the huge run-up in production costs.
We had the Federal Reserve steadily raising interest rates. That increases production costs for farmers. It also jeopardizes land values. Often when interest rates go up, land values go down. And then, of course, we've had tremendously high oil prices, gasoline prices, diesel prices, nitrogen prices, natural gas prices.
So that it looks like the cost of production for farmers this past 2006 year will be a record high, $237 billion, a jump of $11 billion in just this one year, helped along by what was probably the biggest story in agriculture for 2006.
Yeah, I like the idea of promoting a fuel that relies upon our farmers.
The emergence of biofuels as a factor in the farm economy really came out in 2006.
New ethanol plants went in, more ethanol production, more soy diesel production, and it was obvious this was not just a flash in the pan.
As that became realized in the second half of 2006, we saw commodity markets just explode with very high increases in corn prices and also with soybean prices.
Adding extra income to many crop farmers, but putting some extra costs on livestock producers who often have to buy corn and soybeans for feed. Still, most all sectors of agriculture managed to make some kind of a profit this past year. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
However, all in all, a pretty good year for the backbone of our nation. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.